عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful Monday morning. صاحب, I hope you are in the best of health. صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 19th of Shawwal 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we commence a new chapter, a new surah, and that is chapter 34, Surah Sabah, the people of Sabah there in Yemen. MashaAllah, we visited Yemen in the year 2000. With my brother Yusuf Dokrat, marhum Shaheed, who passed away tragically in an accident in 2002. Allah Jalla Wala grant him, grant his son Umar Farooq, his father, all of them, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. This chapter 34, entitled Surah Sabah, was revealed there in Makkah Mukarramah prior to the Hijrah and migration to Medina Munawwara, and it comprises 54 verses. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we focus on chapter 34, verses 1 and 2. In the name of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is very, very gracious, very, very merciful. So what is the difference between Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim? Ar-Rahman is an attribute, quality of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone, exclusively. We cannot name our son or daughter or whoever else Ar-Rahman. We have to use the prefix Abdul Rahman, Ubaidur Rahman, for our beloved daughter Amatul Rahman. However, the word Rahim, that can be used independently for who? For our children also. For example, the male, Rahim only, or our daughter, Rahima. So remember, that would be permissible, because Almighty Allah Jalla Wala uses it for the master, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Raufur Rahim. So we need to draw a distinction. Ar-Rahim is for Almighty Allah. And for our children, our people, Rahim or Rahima, so that would be acceptable and permissible. Alhamdulillahi alladhi, all praise is only for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He is the only exclusive Khaliq, the only creator. No scientist, no professor, no doctor can create anybody, anything. Who can insert the ruh, the soul, the spirit? They don't even know what it is. Quran Sharif teaches us in that context, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, and of knowledge you have been given very little. So it shows there are so many things that still remain a mystery. And when they asked the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the ruh, the soul, the spirit, then Almighty Allah said in response, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا, that this knowledge you have been given a little small portion only. Chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, verse number 85. So till today it remains a mystery for the professors, scientists, medical fraternity. Allah Jalla Wala is the exclusive Malik, the only owner. People are millionaires, billionaires, trillionaires. Ain al Qusur, where are their palaces and castles? Wahum fil Qubur, and they are there in their graves. The Qusur, their palaces, and Qubur, their graves. So they go on finished, nobody even bothers about them and their empires. So that is Almighty Allah, Malikul Muluk, the King of Kings. So Alhamdulillah, Ladhi, all praise is due to Almighty Allah. Lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Exclusively, lahu there for hasr and qasr. Exclusively, whatever is in the skies, in the heavens, the celestial creation, whatever is in the land and sand, the terrestrial creation, everything, everybody belongs to him. Wallahu alhamdu fil akhirah. And only for him will be the praise in the year after. So you see, when we enter Jannat al-Firdaus, what will we say? Alhamdulillah. So adhaba anna al-hazan. Oh, alhamdulillah, alladhi adhaba anna al-hazan. Praises to Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, bifadlika wa rahmatika. Through your mercy, through your grace, you entered us and admitted us into paradise. So praises for Almighty Allah, even in the year after, in Jannat al-Firdaus, in paradise. وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ, and he alone is the all-wise, the all-aware. Nothing is a mystery for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing, and nothing is obscure from him, from Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah gives us one example, and this is a reality, not just an example hanging in the air. يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, he knows whatever enters into the land and sand, whether it be the rain, whether it be the hail, whether it be the snow, whatever you want to call, everything Allah, he alone knows about it. وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا, and whatever comes out from the land and sand, or vegetable, your fruit, whatever it is, everything is known to him. وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, and what comes down from the skies. So all that we must remember. So whether it's your lightning, whether it's your thunder, all that. وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا, and whatever is taken upwards to the sky. وَالْأَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ, our good actions and righteous deeds are taken to the heavens and the skies, a sign of acceptance by Almighty Allah. The non-Muslims who are sane and mature do good deeds, they give out charities, they build schools, they build libraries, they build hospitals. So their reward is in the year after. So it does not go right up into the heavens and skies, because then it will be rejected because the lack of Iman and Islam. So if a person has a calculator and strikes 000 all the time, but there's no digit before that, so all those zeros means nothing. So the Muslim, before the zeros, according to the level of his or her Iman, faith, conviction, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 10, 12, 20, 100 million, 1,000, whatever it is, so all the zeros become valuable. وَهُوَ الرَّحِيمُ الْغَفُورُ, yes, it is through Allah's mercy that we do the good deeds. It's not only our own, nay, hasha wa kalla, never ever. It's always the mercy of Almighty Allah. Therefore, daily we beg Allah and say, chapter 7, verse 151, وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ, include us in your special mercy, O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَهُوَ الرَّحِيمُ الْغَفُورُ, he's the one who's very, very forgiving. He is Ghaffar and he's Ghafoor. All these are mubalagha, hyperbole, intensive form. Allah will forgive you. Almighty Allah will erase and expunge those vices and sins. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Chapter 39, verse 53. Never become disillusioned and despair in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Yaghfiru is the verb. and Ghafoor, Ghaffar are all hyperbole, the noun, to show you that always Allah is prepared to forgive. But are we prepared to repent? Are we prepared to admit admission of guilt and confess? No mitigating circumstances. I am guilty as charged. That is what we must learn and do and carry out and execute. وَهُوَ الرَّحِيمُ الْغَفُورُ. So may Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us all, and may Almighty Allah envelope us in His special, special mercy. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. GG, the Gaza genocide, day number 206, today Monday, the 19th of Shawwal, 1445. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We're very happy about this. Our Qassam brigade liquidated and dispatched 3 Jutla straight to hell, 11 of them injured in the weekend. So we're very happy and very proud about that. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Last night, yesterday, remember the Israeli diaper force, the haramis, the war criminals, guilty of ethnic cleansing and genocide, murdered and martyred 12 Palestinians. And now there's suddenly an urgency in Israel. We must get more aid in. We must have now a ceasefire, albeit for 6 weeks and so forth. Why? Because now the Haaretz newspaper and the world media say that the warrant of arrest for Netanyahu and Ben-Gvir and the IDF chief is now imminent. It seems, inshallah, inevitable now. This week we hope and pray it happens, because America, England are worried about their harami, their illegitimate child, their B, that what will happen if Netanyahu, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza, is now indicted and there's a warrant of arrest for him. He's trying every trick of his that it must not happen, phoning this leader, contacting that person. But what to izzu man tasha, what to zillu man tasha, and Allah gives honor to whomsoever He wishes. Allah does graces whomsoever He wishes. I sent it out on Telegram, I sent it out on my Twitter account, X account, and to thousands of people. Israel politicians and army personnel and their Channel 12 or whatever channel on their TV have admitted defeat and said Hamas wins and Israel loses. Allahu Akbar Kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukrata wa asila. Admission of defeat by the Jutlas and 60, 70 untry countries who are assisting them. So we are hoping, inshallah, that more and more things will happen against Israel. So they say from today the aid will definitely increase. Inshallah, we hope in the next 2-3 days that he will be indicted and there will be a warrant of arrest for BB. And for him, Ben-Gvir, his ribs are broken, he's fracking there in the hospital. If you don't understand fracking, it means to die like a dog. He's still not dead, but he's nearly dead, remember. And another minister also was involved in an accident. I sent all this out yesterday on all my accounts, remember, Telegram, X, and so forth. The Jutlas are masters in stealing, not only stealing the land and the sand and the orchards and the fruits of the Palestinians, they're even stealing their organs and so forth and so on. Skin grafting, everything they steal. And therefore, you must remember, they are the biggest terrorists and biggest crooks on earth. Hezbollah of Lebanon, you're doing a good job, but you kuffar, you're still non-Muslim. So they fired dozens of rockets into Israel, northern Israel. University students throughout the world basically now are protesting, Viva, Viva Palestina, from the river to the sea. River Jordan to the sea, Mediterranean Sea shall be free. Viva, Viva Palestina. Go see what's happening in Spain. Go see what's happening in Denmark. Go see what is happening in United States, in the universities, and in France, and in Britain. All these haramis, lipstick they are are on their pigs. Remember, that's what George Galloway calls them. And I concur with G.G. George Galloway. So remember, these are people with lipstick, you must remember, on their pigs, remember. They will tell you freedom of speech, freedom of speech. But when the students raise all the slogans and everything else in favor of Palestine, then they are assaulted, they are arrested in the universities. What happened to your First Amendment, America? So is it only when you speak against Israel, then you anti-Semite? I told you, go to hell with your anti-Semite propaganda and your victim propaganda and your Holocaust propaganda. We reject it with the contempt it deserves. Some Arab regime suddenly woke up from their slumber and want to put sanctions on Israel. But what can they do? Majority of them are aligned to America. Few of them are aligned with Russia and so forth. Elon Musk, he walks in China and they lay out the red carpet, you see. So that is what's happening there. Chinese are very sharp. You know what they did with the first Secretary of State, Blinken? They made him blink and then they kicked him out of China and dumped him. They said, you get out from here. And at the airport, no Chinese official was there to meet him. Only the ambassador of America was there to see him depart from China to America. So that is the humiliation, Blinken, the harami, the war criminal face. You must remember that. And China says, you don't come and threaten us. They want to tell China, you must not have such close ties with Russia. They accuse China, you are now meddling in the affairs of American in elections. China told them, you are the biggest terrorist, you are the biggest meddler, you are the one who supports Israel unconditionally, and you got the audacity to come and tell us all this nonsense. So you pack up and get out from here. Ukraine pulls back from 3 villages. They're getting a good thrashing, notwithstanding the fact that America is helping them, Europe helping them, NATO helping them. And remember, Ireland says, a direct message to Sunak and company. So Sunak, you know, he's from India originally. So Ireland to send asylum seekers to UK. They say, UK, you want to send them to Rwanda? So there are many people coming into Ireland, so we will send them back there to UK. So remember. You see, among the Muslim countries, if you want to call them Muslim countries, I call these leaders all murtads and apostates and out of the fall of Islam and ghaddar and traitors. This UAE, one side is Saudi Arabia, MBS, the murtad bin Shaitan, and then you have MBZ, murtad bin Zindiq, there, remember, in United Arab Emirates, Abu Dhabi, Dubai and all that. So what he did, it leaked. So we sent it out to thousands of people and I see it's gone viral. I'm receiving it from other people. So what has happened is they had clandestine activities with South Africa. They told South Africa, this is UAE, proper haramis, murtad, traitors, khadims and the servants and the slaves of America and Israel. They told South Africa, you must withdraw your appeal and your request, you know, that Israel must be charged for genocide and so forth, and we will invest billions and billions, remember, yeah. Sudan has laid a complaint against UAE that you are financing and sponsoring the paramilitary there to fight our army and so forth. So you see, wherever is American interest, Israeli interest, they will be there to finance it. You call them Muslims. I call them MBS, MBZ, Pakka, Murtad, Haramis, Aulad, and children of Iblis and Lucifer. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِمْ فَوَ مُرْتَدٌ. You got doubt regarding them and you say they are Muslim and they're not non-Muslim. You yourself, you're out of the fold of Islam. Abu Ghraib, remember, this case is now very important milestone because we can draw parallels what happened in Abu Ghraib, how the Americans tortured our Iraqi brothers, sisters, children, what they did in Bagram, there in Afghanistan, what they are doing there in Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, to our brothers, and what they doing now currently to my sister, Dr. Afia. And we will speak about what's happening in the Israel Qaidi prisons and so forth, the torture and the sexual assault and the persecution. The ANC has failed to live up to its promises. They said freedom, freedom, but remember your load shedding, your water shedding, your cadre deployment, your corruption. Yesterday I was at ShopRite, so the guy told me, you must buy me a cold drink. So I looked at him and said, it was a male. So I told him that, you know what, that C, you know ANC, so it means African National Corruption, and you're part of that corruption, you see. He just looked at me and smiled. He said, oh, just joking and all, you see. So that is how they operate. You must remember these kind of things here. So ANC has failed, and it looks like they will lose more than 50% of their supporters, and then it will come less than 50%, and we must work so that the DA also goes less than 50% in Western Cape. Therefore, we quote every second day and tell you, to remind you, is exactly 1 month left now for elections, South Africa, May 29th. So remember that. What will we say? That we will tell you that is haram and not permissible at all for any true Muslim to vote for the DA. Absolutely haram. A vote for DA is a vote for genocide. US voters seem to prefer Trump, never mind where he's putting his rifle and so forth. Allah Jalla Wala is showing them that who is in charge. Oklahoma, 4 people dead, thousands of people impacted, remember that, tornado struck them. So who is the superpower? Trump, Biden, all haramis and all hopeless, useless. Allah Jalla Wala alone is the superpower. I will decimate your America in a split second if I want to. I, Allah Jalla Wala, am fa'alul lima yureed, and I will do as I please. The governor of Oklahoma says, I cannot believe what I am seeing here. There's more things to come, brother, if I can call you brother. The people, you know, that the people there who were serving and giving aid there, those people, the WCK, so they will resume their food aid and all that in Gaza. You know, Israel killed 3-4 of their people and so forth, so 6-7, whatever it is. So the Palestinian wins a poetry award. In Arabic, he wrote a wonderful poem, but now the West is feeling guilty, so let's give them an award. But he's still in prison, so how the hell will he get his award and reward when you are supporting Israel and giving them every type of support, material, arms, ammunition, and so forth? Hamas delegation will be flying to Cairo today, and there you must remember they will discuss about hostages and that. Hamas says straightforward, we want permanent ceasefire. The Jutla say no, maximum 6 weeks. And you want hostages? We will give you your hostages, but you must release all our Palestinians, 90% of them there, and are in prison illegally. They just pick up anybody, you're a threat to security, detention without trial, and all these type of things. Blinken going to Saudi Arabia today, and remember the bribery, corruption. So Blinken will tell MBS, you must recognize Israel. He says, I already recognized them undercover, but you have to sort this problem out. So that's what they tell the world. But remember that MBS has already recognized them in the sense that how many deals they are making together and so forth. The Jutlas are fighting among themselves. Smotrich, the war criminal, says, how can we have a ceasefire and so forth? That's an admission of defeat. We must continue bombing them and so forth. So these are the haramis. South African news, so you must remember that. Let me give you 2-3 South African news items. Number one, MK, that is Zuma's party now. So when I was in Durban, I saw many posters of various parties and so forth. So 3 items of South African interest. So Zuma's party in big problems. the City Press and the Sunday Times all had it in their leading article and as a caption there, that they had counterfeit signatures and so many members are not, you know, bona fide members. So big problems within the camp of Zuma. But Zuma will be laughing as long as he becomes, you must remember, that a thorn in the ANC. So posterior, so that's all he wants to do. The Ijtimaiye in land was a great, great success. Yesterday, my brother Suleiman Jada picked me up for Isha and said he was in the tuck shop. He said all the food, everything was finished. You know, mashallah, 30,000 people from where and where they came. Allah reward our elders, Allah reward our brothers, sisters who are making dua, crying. A miracle, anyway, if you said to see. More than 30,000 people, millionaires working and so forth, cleaning the land, cleaning the sand, excavation, and giving their money. And it's a $1 million operation if you look at it. So you must remember this. More than 100 jamaats will be leaving to different parts of the world. Yesterday, as I was returning from Durban, so my brother Nazir Malik, the famous travel agent, contacted me and said he and brother Ahmad Mansoor Imam, you know, they got a party, what they call it, AM4C. So I wondered, what is AM? So they said Allied Movement for Change. So that's what those symbols stand for. So I said, I have a very tight, hectic schedule. If you want to meet me, we can squeeze in 15 minutes. You meet me at the airport. So lo and behold, they were there at Durban Airport. We sat one side and they said, we must make dua elections. I said, we make dua for all the Muslims. I am not aligned to any political party. I'm a freelancer, independent person. But as a Muslim, I'll give you some sincere advice. Ad-deenu an-nasiha. Don't use the word you're a Muslim party and so forth. Every Muslim politician that I know in South Africa, not one has served Islam. They only serve their pockets and enrich their families without exception. Remember that. So I made it very clear. So don't use the term Islam Muslim. Say you are there to serve the South Africans and everybody. One. Two, you have to look for a niche market. See one thing you can do, just one, and use that as your focus. I gave them the example of Marcus Sahaba. I said, I noticed in South Africa, majority of the ulama, the scholars, organizations, were very reluctant to speak publicly against the Shias who have infiltrated South African townships, mosques, and organizations to a great extent. And they are a huge threat to us. So with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, the Capital Group came on board, and we're continuing with the help and mercy of Allah. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatu min Rabbi. It's only the grace and mercy of Allah. 6 years have been completed. We start our 7th year with the help and mercy of Almighty. You see, there's a niche market. There are 101 things that we need organization, political parties to address. I gave him an example, Mr. Ahmad Mansoor, my brother. You did well. Excellent. Jutlas could come into South Africa without a visa. How come Palestinians could not do that? So when you fought, and then they also are now entitled. So take these kind of things and take on the Zionists and their media and don't fear anybody. And you must be honest to the electorate and voters and so forth. Don't make hollow promises to the people. Even if you get 3, 4, 5 seats, that will be a good stepping stone, and people must look at your track record. And then we went there, we said, mashallah, make dua for brother Nazir Malik. I don't know after how many years I'm meeting him, 4 or 5 years. He's gone completely blind. Allah Jalla Wala grant him shifa and all those people who are ill and sick and facing challenges. Okay, today our program 8:30 to 9, we will discuss the Middle East. Mawlana Zahid Khan and myself, 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran and commentary of the Noble Quran, 2 to 2 Sati, inshallah, our trip to the Durban, wonderful all the venues. Allah reward all the honorable ulama and trustees. And mashallah, 8 to 10 tonight, the live Q&A on Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And inshallah, that will be tonight between 8 and 10. Jima Salim Kareem, we have 17 minutes or so, and then I will depart. I'll read sunnahs here and then go to the masjid, inshallah. Ji.
Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahab. Please tell us the correct way of saying the dua after the recitation of the Quran. Which one do we read? Nasina or Nusina? Jazakallahu khairan.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Anything you want, you must remember, we must go direct to Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, 6,236 verses, 114 surahs, 540 rukus and sections. And you go to Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of our Master, Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The most authentic book according to the Sunnis, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, in the prophetic tradition and ahadith is Bukhari Sharif. So in Bukhari Sharif, open Fadailul Quran and that you will find it. بِئْسَ مَا لِأَحَدِيمْ أَنْ يَقُولْ. It's very bad for a person to say, نَسِيْتُ آيَةَ كَيْتَ وَكَيْتَ. I forgot this verse and that verse. بَلْ نُسِّيَا. With a shadda, a tajdeed on the seen, the letter seen, so you must put a tajdeed there. I'm opening my Quran, the big one, printed by Miasfam, Al-Ma'hadul Islami Biwatarfal. So very good khidmat they made. Hazrat Mufti Bashir Sahib was alive. He came for his last itikaf here to Jami Masjid. For a lot of years now, so remember that I have lessons there. Every day I used to have, but now I changed a little bit. And Ramadan every day between Asr and Maghrib, we have advices. So one day I went to him in his mu'takaf where he was sitting. I said, Hazrat, I want to discuss one issue. You see this Quran Sharif, Yum Yasfiam, you're printing. I opening mine. I'm just looking at the first page, beautifully written, Al Ma'hadul Islami bi Waterfall. So the waterfall institution, you see. And if I look at the last page, I will see here, Waterfall Islamic Institute, P.O. Box 1, Johannesburg 2000, their email. And this is the fourth impression, 2022. So must be one of the latest ones. There's a Quran I have in my hand. I read to you. In the ending where they got, Minal jinnati wal nas, du'a'u khatmil Quran. Allahumma dhakkirni minhuma nasitu. So I rectified my copy here. No, it's not right to say that. You must say what is mentioned in the hadith. Individually, Allahumma dhakkirni minhuma nusitu. You're making dua collectively, like Sudais and Salah Udair and then make day in the Haram, or you on your occasion, like I made Khatam of Quran on Wednesday, then we departed for the airport in Durban. So we read the dua, Allahumma dhakirna minhuma nussina. Tajdeed on the seen, the letter seen. Allahumma dhakirna minhuma nussina. I'm not suggesting for a moment to say nasina or nasitu is haram, but I'm definitely telling you that's against the hadith. So therefore, we must practice on what the correct pronunciation is as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, and not practice what this misprint that has been done, just carries on from there. I told Mufti Bashir Sahib, Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sanjalvi's son, that this you must rectify. He said, bilkul, bilkul, and then he passed away. You're listening to me, is no big deal. You're spending millions, Allah reward you. Rectify that in your further impressions, as you call it. So inshallah, right there, nussi to. So we must teach people what is correct. Wal haqqu ahaqqu ayyutaba, always follow the truth. Walau kariyal hasidun, walau kariyal haqidun. Although the people who are jealous, envious, will burn with their jealousy, we tell them, kul mutu bighaydikum, freak and die with your jealousy and anger.
Mufti Sahib, ulama say when making dua, we should cry. And if we can't cry, we should pretend to cry. My question, are we not faking by pretending to cry? because fake du'as and actions are not accepted by Allah.
Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was the month of Rajab, the year was the 9th year, Akhiru Ghazwatin Ghazaha, and Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last expedition and battle and combat, 30,000 Sahaba were mobilized, men, to leave Medina Munawwara, and it is June, July, 50 degrees, remember that, the heat at its peak. And the journey by plane takes you nowadays 1.5 hours. I went to Tabuk, so we know. So remember that, what a logistical nightmare. So Nabi alayhi sallam told them, this is the route. And when you come to Madain Asali, where the people of Salih alayhi sallam were punished, where the shaitan, Murtad bin Shaitan, is preparing his, you understand, a white elephant called Ni'om. So remember that that is the place next to Ula and next to Madain Asali. So we went to all these places as well with Allah's help. So Nabi alayhi sallam said, when you pass here, then you must be crying. Fa'illam tab. So whenever there's wahi and revelation, then we don't use our intelligence and intellect. Remember that. The robot traffic light principle. Green light, revelation. Orange, our intelligence, intellect. Red, our base desires. So when our base desires tell us to do something, go flirt with the lady, or wink your eye with that lady, or go do some haram thing, the brain's intelligence should come and intervene, and they should tell you, this you will do. It will be 5 minutes, 2 minutes pleasure, and then everlasting regret. Allah protect us all. But when there's a conflict, contradiction between aql and naql, between our intelligence and our wahi and revelation, then we must give revelation preference. Yu'minuna bil ghayb. Islam is supra-logical, not my logic and your logic. Look at the parliamentarians in the world today. See today in Georgia, Tbilisi and so forth, thousands of people marching there. Because why? They say you all want to curb our freedom of speech, our freedom of association. And that is why. You have jokers there. One youngster came to his father and asked him, oh father, how come there's no more a circus in our town? How come, father, there's no more circus in town? So the father replied, Beta, Ya Bunayya, O my beloved sons, all the clowns are gone to parliament. All the clowns are gone to parliament. Jokers running in a big circus and a comedy. South Africa, number one. So you must remember, this is the jokers. They use their brains and legal, so-called brains, and legalize Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Adam and Eve, legalize abortion, prostitution. You call this intelligence? Islam came to crush all that. Yu'minuna bil ghayb. Our Islam is supra-logical, not my logic and your logic.
Mufti Sahab, if you have fasted 30 Ramadan and 6th fast of Shawwal, will the 6th fast be considered qaza for previous years of missing fast?
If you made intention, take this year, 14, 45, 20, 24, you kept all 30 fast, whether you're in Makkah, Medina, Aqsa, Mubarak, South Africa, Zimbabwe, or Hammanskraal, and what happened, you kept all 30 fast, and thereafter you kept the 6th fast for qaza. You kept the 6th fast for Shawwal. You kept the 6th fast for Shawwal. So you made intention for Shawwal, so will that mean that your previous fast of, you know, you must 6, 10, 20, so will that suffice? No, it will not suffice. For qaza fast, you have to say in your heart, in your mind, you can utter it also, this is qaza niyat I'm making for the fast, and the tabiyyit must be done. Tabiyyit means the intention must be at night. You see, now the time is going to 10 to 6 in South Africa. Now, if you want to make intention for qaza fast, it's not permissible. Why? Before Subah Sadiq starts, the true dawn starts according to all four schools, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Hanafi's. For qaza fast, you must make intention at night. So you kept, you must remember, Shawwal fast. You didn't say anything about qaza and so forth. So that will not suffice according to anybody. And remember, so now start keeping all your qaza fast.
Mufti Saab, asking for a friend, can emojis, cartoons such as thumbs up and smiling faces be used if they contain images such as monkeys?
Not permissible. Unless you're sending it to some chutla or something and you tell him, you know what Quran says, فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. Allah Jalla Wala transformed the chutlas into despicable monkeys. Chapter number 7, verse 166, and chapter number 5, and verse 60, 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Sometimes when you're typing, I still don't know. You know, I'm not so, I'm just a simple Simon, naive guy. But sometimes you're typing and you write there, for example, the word monkey comes. Then suddenly you will see the image of a monkey. Now, how you remove that? Sometimes you're typing swine. You're using George Galloway's words that these are pigs and they put lipstick on the pig. You'll see a khinzir appearing there, a swine appearing. So how you get rid of that? Me, I don't know these things. So I'm being simple, you know, I'm naive in this. But anyway, so it's not permissible for us Muslims, you must remember to use that. Remember, get rid of that images.
When a person suffers from terminal illnesses, is this due to his sins, or is it a blessing reminding him that he will leave this world soon?
Remember, whenever a person is ill and sick, I mean, now in Durban, my tour, you know, so many people, I saw a man who is there in his wheelchair, so I went and I kissed him, you know, I told him, Allah give you shifa, Allah give you, you can see the man is in pain. You see another old man, you know, his name Abdul Qadir, there in Shell Cross. So he came to meet me and he's crying and so forth. He said, Mera to tamanna yaita aapse mulaqat ho jai, you understand? The man is old, you can see. He's well in his 80s, you know. And so we say, Allah give you siha, afia, izzat, everything, you know. So when we visit a person who's not well, is sick and so forth and ill, so the sunnah dua is la ba'sa, don't worry. Tahurun insha'Allah. You think that you it is a problem for you. Nay, it is a blessing in disguise. We are getting cleansed and purified of our sins and our vices we committed. So what comes from Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Allah, remember, is a blessing in disguise. That's a different issue because of our puny little brains. We cannot fathom and comprehend it. If the person is really critical and so forth, now the doctors, yesterday I told a person, I had a lengthy chat with my cousin, and his son is not doing too well. I asked him, Pa, what medical age you got? Iketroganigaria. He say, already 2 million plus they took from the medical age, you must remember, for my son, who's only 25 years old, and is in hospital and clinic and so forth and so on. I said, these guys are big shaitans, these hospitals and clinics. They're going to use you, Ba. Ba is our Mehman terminology, as a milking cow. When the medical aid, the money is about finished, they'll tell you, now we can't do anything, take him home. So think properly. Me, I don't advise this thing. Take them home, rather. And then you must read the dua. Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fa ahyihi. Ya Allah, this person is so critical. If life is better, give him life with izzat, afiyat, sihat, good health and everything. Wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu. And if death is better for him, fatawaffahu, then give him death. I came here to South Africa when I fastened Ihram in Aqsa. We performed Umrah, came to Medina, long story, 2002. I received the call, my brother Abdul Ghaffar, is rahimahullah, is very, very ill. Friday, he suffered what they call, you understand, some attack and so forth. Anyway, they got a technical term, not heart attack, some other thing. So you must remember something burst, you understand, the tumor burst in his brains or something like that it was. Nevertheless, remember, that I landed Saturday, then I saw him and I spoke to the doctor, African doctor, what a good gentleman. And then I should make this dua, Ya Allah, if life is better, give him life, if death is better, give him. Sunday he passed away. So we must remember that is what Islam teaches us. Don't say punishment, punishment, say it is a purification and a cleansing process. So even if death comes, we meet Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, Pak Saf, we are cleansed from our sins, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, you keep saying certain people are out of the fold of Islam. How do you justify the statement as Allah alone is the judge?
If I take your sentence, then nobody is a non-Muslim. So Qadiani is Hussein Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani receives wahi and all that. So you will say Maulana Salim Karim, you can't judge. You will say AK, you can't judge. Qadiani is Ahmad is a Muslim. People who are swearing, cursing, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, Pakka, Shias, Haramis, Murtad, Kafir, Khabis. So remember, then you mustn't say the non-Muslim, you must say the Muslim. You must give your daughter to them, let them make muta with your daughter and so forth. When we say somebody is non-Muslim, it's not we take out from our pocket or something. We say this in the light of Quran. Wala in sa'altahum, if you ask them, why are you saying all these statements? Innama kunna, they will say, layakulunna, they will say, innama kunna nakhudu wa nal'ab. No, we only joking and playing and all that. Almighty Allah Jalla wala asked the question. قُلْ أَبِ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. You play with Almighty Allah Jalla wala. You play with the verses of Almighty Allah. You make a mockery of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And you are mocking Allah's verdict, chapter 9, verses 65, 66. La ta'tadhiru, don't cite excuses. Qad kafartum, indeed you are kuffar, you have become non-Muslims. Ba'da imanikum, after you had iman. Allah's verdict, chapter 9, verses 65, 66. People go to the church and pray. It's Muslim that I'm asking you. Pakka kuffar murtad. People swearing, cursing. People say the masjid got virus. And if you make sajda there, the virus will catch you Muslim. Pakka murtad such people. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahabbul biladi ilallahi masajiduha. The most beloved place to Almighty Allah is the masjid. And that, they won't speak about the market because they want to make money. So remember that anybody rejects Quranic verse, who rejects ahadith, authentic ahadith, is kuffar. His name can be Ahmad, Muhammad, Abdullah, Salim, Karim. His name can be Abdul Qadir, Hussein, whatever. You got that one character in Durban. What is his name? Ayub Karim. Pakka murtad, remember, out of the fall of Islam. He says the ulama must know how to do cell phones and all that. So I'm asking you a character that did what you will call him. I'm taking his name deliberately. I'm receiving so many messages. A person like that 100% murtad. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِي فَوَا مُرْتَدٌ. If you got doubt regarding such people, they themselves become murtad. These are agents, you must remember that. One more question, Maulana, then I'll have to run, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to hunt a bull for qurbani?
So you must remember that for Qurbani purposes, you have what we call an'am, chapter number 6. An'am in the Quran terminology and Sunnah terminology means al-Baqar, so the cow family, all that, so the bull will come in there. The camel family, ibil, so that the male, female camel will be in. The ghanam family, so the goat and sheep, all that will come in. So remember, so if you slaughter a bull, that is not any fairy tale, it's permissible, but you must know how to control the bull, otherwise you will be seeing a lot of bull also, my brother. When I was young, then my father and them took us for qurbani. One guy came with a big cowboy, you know, with his hat and this, with his rope, and there was a bull. He said, check how I slaughtered this. By the time they finished, he was running and the bull was chasing him. So watch out, you mustn't have some bull bee dust. You understand? Bull dust running around. Assalamu alaikum.